This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 166 for Tuesday, November 30th. Ice canola futures are down very hard on Tuesday, with contracts seeing the largest losses in some time. The January canola contract plummets $40.30 at $987.10 per ton. The March contract tumbles $38.10 at $960 per ton. As profit-taking is widespread in the North American markets, a trader says sharp losses in Chicago soy oil are weighing heavily on canola values. Additional pressure is coming from losses in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Sharp declines in global crude oil prices are also weighing heavily on edible oil values. The Canadian dollar is lower, with the loonie at 78.15 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 78.34. The United States Department of Agriculture says there's a private sale of 132,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. Delivery is to be during the current marketing year. The USDA issued its final crop progress report for this year on Monday afternoon. For the week ending November 28th, U.S. winter wheat conditions remain at 44% good to excellent, and 92% of the crop is now emerged. The department resumes its crop progress reports on April 4th. Projections for the October U.S. soybean crush are pointing towards 195.6 million bushels, with soy oil stocks at 2.34 billion pounds. Dr. Michael Cordonnier of Soybean and Corn Advisor is keeping his soybean forecasts for Brazil and Argentina at 144 million and 50 million tons respectively. However, with concerns over dryness in southern Brazil, Cordonnier trims 1 million tons off of his call on Brazilian corn production, now at 117 million tons. He's keeping Argentina at 53 million tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Tuesday. The January contract falls 24 cents at 12.17 per bushel. January soy oil loses 3.07 cents at 55.21 U.S. cents per pound. January soy meal eases down 90 cents at 341.80 per short ton. Corn futures are weaker on Tuesday. The March contract gives up 15 cents at 567.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are down limit, with the March contract tumbling 40 cents at 714. The U.S. wheat complex is also down hard, with Chicago March giving up 35 cents at 787. Kansas City March plunges 35 cents at 822. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March tumbles 31 cents at 1014.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, November 30th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.